Chapter 5. Elders who are among you, I exhort, who am a fellow elder, and a witness of the sufferings of the Christ, and of the glory about to be revealed a partaker. Feed the flock of God that is among you, overseeing not constrainedly, but willingly, neither for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as exercising lordship over the heritages, but patterns becoming of the flock. And at the manifestation of the chief shepherd, ye shall receive the unfading crown of glory. In like manner, ye younger, be subject to elders, and all to one another subjecting yourselves. With humble-mindedness clothe yourselves, because God the proud doth resist, but to the humble he doth give grace. Be humbled, then, under the powerful hand of God, that you he may exalt in good time. All your care having cast upon him, because he careth for you. Be sober, vigilant, because your opponent the devil, as a roaring lion, doth walk about, seeking whom he may swallow up. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith, having known the same sufferings to your brotherhood in the world to be accomplished. And the God of all grace, who did call you to his age during glory in Christ Jesus, having suffered a little, himself make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him is the glory, and the power, to the ages, and the ages. Amen. Through Silvanus, to you the faithful brother, as I reckon, through few words I did write, exhorting and testifying this to be the true grace of God, in which ye have stood. Salute you doth the assembly in Babylon jointly elected, and Marcus my son. Salute ye one another in a kiss of love. Peace to you all, who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.